what it's gonna be like. Because you know something, we're not gonna walk on paper. We're not gonna walk on dirt and gravel and all that. We're gonna be walking on the purity of gold that's gonna be under our feet. And I need to, we need to all thank the Lord for saving us. You know, He didn't have to, but I'm so thankful that He did. And I'm so thankful that not only He did, but I'm thankful for the individuals that went and called out the men of God that were saved and set apart and sanctified and all that, and that they came and visited me and told me the truth and told me I had an agenda. I had an opportunity before me to accept Him or not. And I chose to accept Him as my Savior. And I asked Him to be the love of my life. And that I would go and do some of the things that He wants me to do for Him. You know, if it's not up to us, if we don't do it, then we'll be done. I mean, that's it. I mean, either He's going to do it, He's going to do it His way. That's the reason He's got us. That's the reason He's got you. That's the reason He's got me. That's the reason He's got Faith Baptist Church. But one thing that I have noticed in the last few years, that the church, the people in it, is thinning away. You don't have nobody to come in to replace the people that goes their own way or whatever. And the reason for that is because of all the sin that is in this world. And kind of reluctant to say it, but it's true that every church that we can come up with and we know, they're also corrupt. They also have doing wrong things and not doing the right things for God. You know, and that was one thing that impressed me more about these men that come from over there, Stewart, and built this ramp. And he said, I asked him, I said, now, do y'all take love offerings or donations or what? He said, we don't take nothing. We doing it for the Lord Himself. And I said, I got to thinking about this. And I looked at the man and I told him, I said, I agree with you and I know you're doing it. You're doing it because you do love God. And you know God will bless you for it. But I also want the Lord Jesus Christ to bless Faith Baptist Church. And in that matter, in talking about that, I'd love for to have a blessing too. It may not be as much of a blessing that they will receive, but at least it's a blessing that the Father will allow us to have part in His work. Because I go back to the thought of, I said one time that the only way that we can be blessed by God is that we've got to go to God and bless Him first. And if we bless the Lord first, and what we feel like that maybe He would like for us to do, or witness to somebody, or just ask somebody to church, or just ask people different things. But when it comes down to God's Word, we have got to remember that that's it. That's all we have, is God's Word. And He gives us all of it. I mean, right much of it is left there in heaven. For Him to bring forth to us then. But we could not even fathom what is in the Word of God. Because the Lord Jesus Christ, I mean, I think He, in knowing Him and reading what scriptures I read and everything, that the Lord has always been the center of attention. But how does He earn that position, that centered protection? Received it by knowing that He is the one that can only help us. I can't help myself. If I could, I would, but where I could get out and I could walk a letter where I could go up to houses and visit people and go up to the Lowe's and Home Depot and Walmart and all these other places and just run into people and just talk to them. And just, you don't have to say a whole lot. Only thing you can say, and if you say this, I believe there's a whole lot we've said. The Lord be with you today. The Lord bless you. I mean, we can get the Lord in places where we said we can't. Because I don't know if anybody yet that has come up and said that you can't say that. Well, why can't I? I got a mouth. Got a mouthpiece and got a voice behind it. What comes out of it is up to me. If I want to come out and I want to thank the Lord and I want to praise His name and allow Him to bless other people also, then that's what I need to do. But here in Genesis chapter 35, verses 1 through 7, And God said unto Jacob, Arise, go up to Bethel, and dwell there, and make thine altar unto God that appears into thee. What? When thou feedest from the face of Esau thy brother. Then Jacob said unto his house, hold, and to be all that were with him, put away the strange gods that are put away. Put away you and be clean. Change your garments and let us arise and go up to the house of Bethel. And I will make thou and among you and be clean and change your garments. Verse 4. They gave unto Jesus, or they gave unto Jacob, they gave unto Jacob. Oh, the strange God, which I went with me in the way which I went. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange God unto Jacob, all their hands and all their earnings, hide them under the ears of the in their ears, and Jacob hid them under the oak which was by Shechem. Verse 5. And they journeyed, say the terror of the Lord was upon the face that were round about them, if they did not pause to pursue after thee unto Jacob. So Jacob came to Lot, which yet in the land of Canaan, that is Bethel, he and all the people that are with them. And he built an altar and said, call the place of Bethel, called it was at the house of Jacob. You know what this is saying? Jacob loved God. Jacob knew exactly what God wanted him to do. And we're the same way. We know what God wants us to do. If you're saved, you know what he wants us to do. I mean, It's nothing, it's not that hard. Because we have the Word of God, we have His manual, His life history, and we can take it. We can take that and grow within our own being to satisfy the Lord. The forgotten vows of Jacob. Jacob forgot many vows that he made unto God. That's just like hit the church. If anybody could walk forward and they want to give the heart and the life to Jesus, and they say the sinner's prayer, that what goes on around us, we may be involved about it. We could be causing it. Because we're not living the Christian life around them every day. Not just on Sunday afternoon. And once a day during the week. No. We've got to be constant and in prayer to have the Lord to bless us. Because if we go to the Lord and if we say, Lord, today I'm going to do everything I can to live for you. That's a vow. Who don't make a vow to you? God. That's just like when an individual comes to church, then he walks the aisle, and he comes to the altar, and he gets saved. And then when the invitation is given, that they will go about to come around. They want to come and they want to say, and I've been told where they just pop up and say, hey, I'd like to join the church. I'm saved. I know I'm saved, I can take you to the place. And I can tell you who the author was. But in saying all of that, they not only said that to other people, because what we say to other people, we're also saying to God. Whether it's something that we can praise Him for, or something that we can say, well, Lord, I just don't understand. I don't understand you why you don't do this for me. You know, Lord, why don't you touch my leg? Why don't you touch me, Father, to where I can go out and I can go to these places of business and see friends that are there, to where I can go and share your word. I know, Lord, it's not safe to go out and get to go knocking on door after door after door. It's not safe, I know that. But there are places that we can go to, and we can get God's word out. And we need to do everything that we can to get God's word out. But when that individual comes to this church, walks the aisle, says they want to join a church, they want to join the Baptist church, they believe in what the Baptists believe, they believe in the Word of God, who are they making that vow to? Are they making that vow to me? Nope. They're making that vow to God. And when you make a vow to God, you will keep it. One way or another, you will keep that vow. Sometimes we have to go through heartaches. Sometimes we have to go through sickness. Sometimes we have to just get away from the church or whatever. But the fire will come back. So this morning, what I want you to basically what I'm trying to say. Always remember what you say is just not words. It's just not a conversation that you are holding. It's none of that. What we're doing, each and every word that comes out of our mouth is a vow unto God. And that is how Sodom and Gomorrah got started. But right after this, is that a figment of my imagination? No. Is it the imagination to the one idea that the gays and the hammers, all of them others and everything? What is the word? What's wrong with the word gay? What is wrong with you? We have put the stamp to that. We have. Because I can remember at times when you could go up and you could shake somebody's hand and eventually they'll come up and say, "Man, you look kind of gay today." That's speaking about being happy. I mean, that's what it was all about. But see now, you don't want to be happy anymore. People don't want to be happy anymore. They want to do what the Lord has asked them to do. They want to allow God to challenge them as they go and do the Father's will. But I'll tell you one thing. There's nothing no better than knowing that we're doing God's will. And not only that we're in the center of God's will. I've had an individual say, "Well, how do I know if I'm in the center of God's will?" I said, this is easy. What are you doing for God? Are you just going on Sunday morning? And then go back the next week? But you're living like the devil during the week and don't care anything about anybody, don't just talk about anybody. You can't do that. God does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. But he don't change. We're the one that doesn't change. And a sad fact who we change to is that it's just sad. We just really need to think about what God has really done for us. And what God really wants us to do for Him. I believe that God wants us as individuals to trust Him. And also allow Him to speak to our hearts as He will do. But we have to let Him. He's not going to continue speaking to my heart. If I don't know to talk to Him, you think He'll talk to me when I'm reading the Bible? Reading His Word? No. But the more we stay in His Word, and the more we stay faithful to Him, we can't go wrong. Nobody can go wrong. But we have too many people right here today. I said, well, I would come to church. I've got to do all of these things. I got some things in my life that God's not pleased with, and I don't think God will be pleased with it. I'm going to go to church. That's who God wants. That's who God wants. Father, we thank You, Lord, for this day. Now, Lord, I pray, Father, that You be with each and every one of them today, Father, that You will bless them as they go out. And Lord, I pray that as they go out each day, Father, that You will put something on their mind where they can praise Your name. And Father, we do thank You for these people. Lord, these people, they love You. And when we love You, then we can love one another. But the love does not come to me first. The love has to go before You. Because of what You've done at Calvary. But what You've done with all of them years before. And since then also. We thank You, Father, for Paul. Thank You for Thomas. Thank You, Father, for some of Your servants. And we pray today, Lord Jesus, that You'll go with us. You'll lead, guide, and direct our way, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray.